Hello and welcome to another episode of Blue Alpine TV. In today's episode, we will talk about why Square's Cash App supporting Bitcoin is a big step, what JP Morgan really thinks about cryptocurrencies and whether they have a certain amount of fear because of cryptocurrency, and we'll talk about the US regulators from the CFTC being allowed to buy Bitcoin. So let's jump right into this first news story. So Jack Dorsey is the CEO of Square, and he's saying Square will go further with Bitcoin than just buy and sell option. So Square is a payment service out of San Francisco, and Jack Dorsey is the CEO of that company, and they have released a cash app or an app called Cash, where you can easily send money to friends and other people. And what Cash App made a bit special in the last couple of weeks was that they started supporting Bitcoin. So you were technically, it was possible for you to buy and sell Bitcoin through the Cash App. Now, as far as I know, because we can't really check it, because in Switzerland you can't use the Cash App, but as far as I know, in the Cash App, you're not actually in charge of your private key, so you can only buy Bitcoin and keep them on the Cash App and then just sell them again. So you can send money, you can buy stuff with it, but you cannot actually get it out and put it on a wallet, which is actually very similar to other startups such as like Revolut and other payment applications. Now, Jack Dorsey has come out and saying, Bitcoin for us is not stopping at buying and selling. We do believe that this is a transformational technology for our industry, and we want to learn as quickly as possible. So that could mean multiple things. They also said here, additionally, customers can now buy and sell Bitcoin in Cash App. We observed that this was a feature our customers wanted, and we support Bitcoin because we see it as a step in the long-term path toward greater financial access for all. This was a statement from the Q4 report from 2017 from Square. So this actually means a bunch of things, and you will see how we connect to the old economy, how we connect this thought to the old economy. But basically, you have something called Square, and the CEO of Square is at the same time the CEO of Twitter. So he is he's known for building these transformational products that are fairly new and fairly modern. And he is quite open when it comes to Bitcoin. So he's saying, look, Square is absolutely, in terms of point of sale or other applications, Square is quite important in the US economy when it comes to payments. So they're saying, look, Bitcoin and cryptocurrencies in general will become even more important as we go. So there is a big importance for us to support this. Now, first, that's the easiest. The easiest option is actually to implement something like buying and selling into the app, because for the end user, it makes it much, much easier. They can buy and sell with one click, one tap. And for Square or Cash App, it makes it easier because they don't have to think about storing private keys, like giving out the private keys and all of these things. So they handle it with their contracts so that people actually start using Bitcoin versus just buying it and then holding it for a while. And I think in order for Bitcoin to become I want to say mainstream public, we need applications like Cash App or Revolut or other similar things, because without people actually using cryptocurrencies, they won't see how this could really transform how we view currencies and digital currencies in general. So Bitcoin or a Litecoin or any kind of a cryptocurrency has to get to a point where people actually start using it in daily life. That's why when we mentioned it, for example, LitePay was such an exciting project, because in case of LitePay, you were able to buy Litecoin and then spend it on your debit card I think it was a Visa or a MasterCard that you were able to spend Litecoin with. Since then, LitePay has been postponed indefinitely, unfortunately. But I think if it's not LitePay, it will be a different application. Maybe it's Cash App, maybe it's another application. But nonetheless, there will be an application that will build Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies into their native applications in a way so that buying cryptocurrencies and spending cryptocurrencies actually will become the norm. And this actually brings me also to the next news story, which is JP Morgan says it may have to adapt to counter crypto adoption. So in the last couple of days, we've talked about Bank of America and Goldman Sachs coming out and doing these 10K filings in front of the SEC and saying that they are kind of scared that cryptocurrencies or digital apps, digital services might actually eat into their business. And now JP Morgan Chase has come out, one of the biggest banks has come out and said that it is potentially a threat to their business. They are saying payment processing and other services could be disrupted by technologies such as cryptocurrencies that require no intermediation. New technologies have required and could require JP Morgan Chase to spend more to modify or adapt its products to attract and retain clients and customers, or to match products and services offered by its competitors, including technology companies. Now, compare this, for example, to Square or Cash App. Now, Square doesn't come out and says we're kind of scared of cryptocurrencies because it will eat into our business. They're actually adopting cryptocurrencies and building it into their app so that they will be part of the wave or part of the revolution. Now, an old school business such as a bank here is more conservative and is saying, well, we're kind of scared of this trend of cryptocurrencies, so we're letting you know, our stakeholders, the SEC and shareholders, and we're letting you know this could actually become a problem. We are probably working on this. Like in the statement, it doesn't really say whether they are working on this, but obviously they have to. And I would love to see actually JP Morgan Chase or Bank of America or Goldman Sachs to approach an Ethereum, a Litecoin, or any kind of other cryptocurrency and actually talk to those founders, to those project creators, and ask them, well, how can we work together? Again, it's the same as with the governments and the states. I would rather see a big bank work together with a big cryptocurrency project versus putting them on the wall and saying, well, you are the reason why our business might lose margins or revenue or whatever. So I would rather see this in this case versus actually all these fearful approaches. Now, again, also JP Morgan is saying that it's not just cryptocurrencies, but also digital products, digital services, and applications like this Cash App is exactly what JP Morgan is scared of, because this actually allows people to send money to each other directly. And yes, maybe JP Morgan is not in that direct business, but ultimately it is serving the end consumer. And as long as it's not like looking for institutional investors, this is exactly it will be the same customer such as Cash App in the end. Nonetheless, I think it is to be expected. So we had these crazy statements from the CEO of JP Morgan, Jamie Dimon, who said that Bitcoin was a fraud and saying that it's a bubble or it's fake or it's a scam, all of these things, it will collapse. And now slowly but surely these banks come to the understanding that, well, Bitcoin is here to stay, cryptocurrencies are here to stay, and we're kind of actually fearing what kind of changes to our business they will create. So I think I kind of can make fun of this, because I mean, it used to be that Bitcoin was the enemy. Now it's actually, it's the enemy, but we're also scared of the enemy. So instead of saying statements like these and calling Bitcoin a fraud, I would rather see JP Morgan make actually a step towards a cryptocurrency project and work with them together. Now, next up, also close to the banks and to the US, US regulator CFTC allows staff to trade cryptocurrency BTC futures remain off limits. So the CFTC, the Commodity Futures Trading Commission of the US, has allowed its employees to trade Bitcoin. Now, obviously, this kind of seems like an ethical, an ethical problem, because on one side they are judging and talking about regulating Bitcoin and cryptocurrencies, and on the other side their employees might potentially trade Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies. But the CFTC chief lawyer general counsel, he has said that that in response to numerous inquiries, they could freely engage in the trading of cryptocurrencies. So no problem there. Again, the US has come out and said that it wanted to not overregulate in the beginning. So they are looking at other countries and probably building their own like regulation framework right now. But I think the CFTC allowing its employees to trade cryptocurrencies is a good sign. So I think cryptocurrencies in general are definitely here to stay. And with that, I'm already at the end of today's episode. Make sure to like this video, subscribe to the channel, and I'll see you on the next one.